CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
How come you're so late getting home from the office?
Oh, something came up at the last minute, wouldn't you know? Boy, I'm tired. I have been on the go all day.
You're tired. I am exhausted. On top of the 6 million things I have to do with all my women's club committees, and I'm trying to start my spring house cleaning. Then they have Betsy to keep an eye on, as well as Bobby.
All right. Now you keep her home from school until we get this thing settled.
Oh, sweetheart. Settled? This isn't something that can be settled.
Yes.
In fact, what's going to be settled is that we'll have the truant officer after us for keeping Betsy out of school. Now, is it even against the law or something? I mean, we're going to wind up in jail.
Wind up in jail. Look, I am not going to have that school making a monkey out of me now.
No, we're going to make monkeys out of ourselves if we don't drop the whole subject. Enough is enough. Now, let's not be ridiculous and pig-headed and stubborn, dear.
Why do you do this to me? I mean, you asked me to get into it when Betsy was so upset because that teacher marked her paper wrong. Then I do rise to defend her, and what happens?
I know, but as usual, the child forgets about it, and the parents find themselves in a mess. Now, Betsy wants to go back to school. I made her study all day. She said I made her work harder than the teacher.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's fine. The point is...
I don't want to discuss it anymore right now. Anyhow, the fact is we can't. You're late. We have to have dinner right away, and then I'll do dishes while you get the babysitter. Now,
babysitter? What for?
We have a meeting tonight at Mrs. Houston's house. All the chairmen of the various committees for the Church Spring Bazaar, and I told you that this morning.
I'm not on any Church Spring Bazaar committee.
Yes, you are. I'm chairman for one of the children's booths, and you're chairman of the barbecue grill. Now, hurry up and...
Since when?
Since you signed the paper Betsy brought home from Sunday school asking parents to volunteer for certain jobs.
What?
About a month ago.
Well, I didn't know I was signing up for something.
Well, you were, dear.
Well,
goodness, after all you've lectured me, I'm never signing anything until I've read it. Now, wash up and get ready for dinner. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Houston, that we're a little late for the meeting.
Blame it on me, Mrs. Houston. I was late getting home for dinner.
Oh, you haven't held up a thing. Everyone just got here. Can you find a place to sit down?
Oh, we'll sit on the window seat. Come on, dear. Hello, Mrs. Evans.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Bard.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I think we should start the meeting. We have so much to do to get organized. With the outdoor bazaar only a month away.
I hate to bring this up, but the Weather Bureau has predicted rain for that Saturday.
Come on now, Mr. Barr. Don't be a wet blanket.
We might as well face it. Isn't the problem we have every year? And again, we have to decide whether or not to postpone the bazaar in case it does rain.
Well, there again, we have the problem of the food.
Yes.
All the pies and cakes and cookies, they won't keep for a week.
Now, can't they be frozen, Marion?
Well, why can't we get one of those big tents, you know? Solves everything.
It doesn't solve our budget. Mm. Renting a big tent is expensive. The idea of the bazaar is to raise money, not spend it. Unless you want to volunteer to try and get a tent for us, Mr. Piper. Rent free.
All right, I'll volunteer. I don't know how far I'll get. But...
Mrs. Weisner, did you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to say that, as usual, I'm chairman of the sewing committee.
Yes.
And we're making doll clothes to sell this year, and we'd like all the scraps of material you can give us. There are little bits of lace for trimming.
I have some wonderful scraps of velvet, Eleanor. I'll bring them over.
I do, too, Eleanor. Some ribbons and tulle from Betsy's dancing costume. These very pretty and some doll clothes, I think.
By the way, speaking of Betsy, Mary Lou said she wasn't in school today. Is she sick?
Oh, no, no. Well, I'll tell you about it later.
Betsy is being kept out of school. I am keeping her out.
Oh, honey, don't talk about
it.
No,
it's very simple. It's very... Betsy came home from school Monday, I think it was, in tears.
You see, I had read her a story a week before about Leif Erikson, so when Betsy had to answer the question on the school paper about who discovered America, she wrote Leif Erikson.
Oh, what? Well,
I know, it seems funny, and her classmates laughed at her. And,
oh, dear, that does upset a child.
Well, yes, it upset us because Betsy came home, and even though she was crying, she was mad at us. See, the teacher had marked her paper wrong. So, Betsy decided that her mother and father were a couple of dumbbells.
Well, don't worry about it. My son doesn't think I know enough to come in out of the rain.
But why are you keeping Betsy out of school?
Well, both the teacher and the principal refused to acknowledge that Betsy's answer was historically correct. Now, if I have to take this thing to the Board of Education, by golly, I'm going to prove to Betsy that her parents do know something.
Oh, honey, now don't bring them off it. Now,
well,
we have that upset about
no,
it.
But
the spring desire is only a month away, honey.
Yes, I'm afraid we do have so much to do at this meeting. For example, we need more men volunteers for building the boom.
Piper, what do you mean Betsy's answer was historically correct?
Yes. I was wondering about that, too.
Well, and Mrs. Gardner and Mr. Bard, let us stick to the bazaar.
Well, it's just that my grandmother was born practically next door to Christopher Columbus's birthplace in Genoa, Italy.
Oh, well, I didn't say anything against Columbus. No, that's not the point.
Well, it certainly is generally accepted, not only by Americans, but also by Italians, that Columbus discovered the New World. After all, it's well known that Italian navigators were the greatest.
Oh, hold on there, Mrs. Gardner. Now, let's give credit where credit's due. Columbus may have been Italian, but he sailed under the flag of Spain.
That is not the point, Mr. Barr.
And listen, the Italians wouldn't even believe Columbus when he said the earth was round. He had to go to Spain to get money for the trip.
Really, Mr. Barr, I do believe we're getting off the subject.
Oh, no, I'm right on the subject, Mrs. Houston. King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella were Spanish.
I'm talking about the bazaar, and I really do think...
My grandmother was Spanish, and all I wanted to say was, if it hadn't been for us Spanish, America wouldn't have been discovered.
Well, now, wait a minute, Mr. Barnes.
Yeah, now, look, if we're going to be factual,
yes,
we must look at this.
I'm going to get into this, too, if we're going to be factual. It was John Cabot, an Englishman, I'm proud to say, who discovered and explored the coastline of North America. I have never felt that history books gave nearly enough credit to John Cabot, who discovered the continent of North America, whereas Columbus only landed on some islands in the West Indies.
Now, wait a minute. If we're going to get down to brass tacks here, I think you're a little shaky on your history there, Mrs. Houston, if you'll pardon my saying so. Why, Columbus saw the islands, yes, but he went on to land in Florida.
Florida? No, Mr. Bard. I'm afraid you're the shaky one.
Columbus landed at an island he called San Salvador.
Oh, I know that, Mrs. Gardner, but Columbus made five voyages.
Five? I thought he made four.
Oh, whether he made four or five, or whether he landed at Florida or not, he did establish settlements on the continent itself, as did other Spanish explorers. Balboa, Cortez, Ponce de Leon, Pizarro, Magellan, Coronado, all of these great men braving the dangers of the unknown and establishing a new world. And I say, if we're going to talk about giving credit...
Then give it to the French, too. Cartier, De Soto, Champlain, Marquette, LaSalle.
Well, they came later, Eleanor.
Leif Erikson was 500 years before any of these people...
Just the same, when it comes right down to it, we French had more rights to this land than the English, if we're going to be factual.
Well, now, just a minute, Eleanor. What about the French and Indian War?
Who started it?
Well, I didn't. Don't look at me. Apparently, I've started another one.
Now, Mrs. Gardner has forgotten Sir Walter Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh? You know where he got the money to buy his ships? He attacked and plundered Spanish galleons. You English robbed us of our gold.
Oh, if you're going to speak of attacks, Mr. Bard, you sent your Spanish armada to attack us. And for no reason. And I might add, Marion, You Italians loaned Spain the money to build the Armada.
We did. Well, I apologize. I'm sure we wouldn't have if we'd known Spain was going to take all the credit for Columbus, who was Italian, and who everyone knows was the first man to discover America.
Well, now there, Marion, at least we're back on the track. Marion, the Vikings were here long before...
Steve Erickson, oh my. Oh, that's just a legend, a fairy tale.
Fairy tale? Marion, really? The Vikings were not real men?
Oh, yes, of course they were real men, Mrs. Piper, but we've been talking about great men. Spanish, Italian, English, and French. Oh, they were all great explorers, men of vision. The Vikings were nothing but cutthroats, pirates, thought only of plundering and killing.
Pirates? Pirates?
You are speaking of my wife's relatives.
Ancestors.
Ancestors, and that ain't for any intelligent
person. What do you
mean,
my name?
Everyone.
What about the Spring Bazaar?
Get the babysitter home all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. You didn't have to wait, huh? I thought you'd be in bed.
No, I'm just sitting here thinking.
Boy, it was some meeting, wasn't it? Certainly didn't accomplish much toward the success of the Spring Bazaar.
Nobody could keep his mind on it the rest of the evening. I know I couldn't. From Marion Carter, to say that Leif Erickson was just a fairy tale, practically, and for George Bard to say that all their ancestors were great men of vision, but mine were a bunch of cutthroat pirates. You hear what he said?
Mr. Barr didn't know your grandfather was Norwegian.
Well, he does now.
Boy, I'll say he does. For a few minutes there, your Viking blood really came out.
Well, you'll notice at least he finally admitted Leif Erickson discovered America.
Oh, very quickly. That was when you picked up the desk knife and...
Oh, stop it. I did not. Leif Erickson was not a plundering cutthroat pirate. What difference does it make if he got blown off course and just happened to discover America?
Fact remains, he did, and I think it's time that he got more credit.
Yeah, well, Mrs. Houston thinks John Cabot ought to have all the credit. Oh, boy, I tell you, honey, if tonight was a sample of the controversy we might stir up. Look, we cannot rewrite history. Now, I'm telling you. Turn off the other lamp, will you?
I don't expect to rewrite history. But I don't want history teaching Betsy that her ancestors were just plundering, cutthroat, robbers, and pirates. I'm not disputing Columbus. I just want the school to acknowledge Leif Erickson's voyage is a fact and not a fairy tale, as Mary
Well, all right, honey, but that is not the main issue. After all, we were fighting for a principle. Betsy was marked wrong because of something that we told her.
Now, I know that.
Unless that's changed, she'll never again believe anything that we tell her, don't you see?
What do you mean we were fighting for a principle?
Huh?
Oh, get it quick before it wakes the children.
I got it. Hello. Yes? The Chronicle.
Oh,
yes.
Heavens, I forgot Mr. Bard's brother owns the newspaper.
No. Look, we do not want this in the paper. Taking our child out of school is a personal matter between us and the... No. Oh, no. No interviews, no pictures. We do not want publicity. That is final. Thank you and good night. Well, the die is cast, my love, so be prepared. There'll be a reporter on our doorstep tomorrow.
Help launch HOPE. This is the name of the ship donated by the U.S. Navy. Its mission? To bring new medical aid to the people of Southeast Asia. Medical teams will go ashore and teach health care to community leaders in areas where today there's only one doctor for every 83,000 people. Help make HOPE real for millions for whom this medical care is a life and death problem. Send a donation to HOPE, Box 9808, Washington 15, D.C., Box 9808, Washington 15, D.C. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin, please.